This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Hello, Jan.
Good evening. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you? Have you read Shoe Dog?
I have not, but after that recommendation, I definitely will.
Really? I would have thought you definitely would have read it.
Okay. No.
Okay, very good.
Jan, before we jump into the topics which you've sent us, and they all look interesting, and I definitely want to get there, I just do want you to revisit the issue of Telegram very briefly, and I'll tell you why. As you know, and as our listeners know, we are going to be leaving WhatsApp because their model doesn't suit the business.
No, we've divorced it.
As a community radio, it's just unaffordable. But we definitely are having A, resistance, and B, certain people, most of them who are on iPhones, are saying they are struggling to download the app. What is the story with Telegram, and is there a way around it? And yeah, what's the solution?
Yes, I've not really tried to install Telegram on iPhone, so that's something I'd have to investigate. I'm sure that there is a workaround. There is, unfortunately, a bit of friction between the Telegram app developers and Apple for whatever reason. In the past, it was an issue in the app itself. There was Apple picked up something in the iOS version of the app, but Telegram's also just to explain a little bit. Telegram's also like an open source app. You can actually write your own client for it. So I speak under correction, and I must just double check this. The stuff that got pulled off of the App Store way back when was not necessarily developed by the Telegram team itself. It was an open source implementation of their specification. Yes, I must just go and double check exactly what caused the friction and what might be causing the friction now. The last I checked, it was supposed to have been resolved. And so what might be causing, Telegram to still be incompatible on some iPhones?
Okay, Jan, so that's your homework for next week, please, because that's going to be useful.
Sure. And regarding the resistance and just me speaking to Telegram, you are not the only radio station in South Africa that is busy switching to Telegram after WhatsApp announced its business terms for companies. And so, yes, I understand that people don't necessarily want to install two messaging apps on their phone, especially if they have no one else in Telegram. But really, Telegram is a drop-in replacement for WhatsApp in a lot of respects. Nothing is perfect, obviously, and Telegram has had its fair share of criticism, as has WhatsApp, so we can delve into that perhaps in a different segment one day. But the bottom line is, that it works much the same as WhatsApp. The Telegram's actually been quite popular in the community watch communities around South Africa because they allow you to have groups that are bigger than those in WhatsApp. Like WhatsApp is limited at around 250 or 256 members in a group or something like that, broadcast list. And so Telegram allows you to have groups that are bigger than that. It's also been there's been huge uptake in the cryptocurrency community because of that. They wanted larger groups, and so they ended up using Telegram rather than WhatsApp. The other trade-offs between Telegram and WhatsApp, for example, Telegram stores messages on its server, which WhatsApp does not. You can opt out of that by using secret chats. And that lets you then, if you do let Telegram store copies of your messages on their server, then that lets you use Telegram everywhere without having to have a physical link to your phone. So you can actually log into Telegram through a web browser or downloading an app. I'm actually using it on my Mac at the moment. And it's got a like native app for Windows, for Mac, for basically everywhere. And then your messages are synchronized automatically wherever you are logged in, like a normal instant messaging service, whereas WhatsApp is tethered to your phone at all times.
Jan, we're going to speak more about Telegram next week. You've got a whole bunch of stories on your website, which look so interesting. We're not going to have time to touch them all. But very quickly, a headline that jumps to the fore. Farmers earning more from YouTube than from their crops. How can that be?
I love that story so much. It's such peak 2010, 2019, like heading to 2020, it's 100% this. Farmers are starting YouTube channels in the United States, and they are making more money off of views on their YouTube channel and from their subscribers than they are from actually selling their crops at the end of the day. And so, yes, it's actually a wonderful ingenuity and entrepreneurship from these farmers who start channels, you know, to kind of talk about the challenges they face as farming. To, you know, one person, one lady started a channel that was basically, hey, come and learn. I'm a first generation farmer. Come and learn with me as I make mistakes and figure this out for the first time in my life. And another one is, for example, a pro GMO farmer, who is, in his opinion, bringing balance to the argument, regarding genetically modified foods, where he's saying, you know, this is why we do it, as a, you know, and sort of giving insight about why they choose to use genetically modified foods versus organic. And so, there's all kinds of farmer channels apparently cropping up on YouTube, and I thought that would be quite interesting for South Africa, which is still quite agricultural. Perhaps there's a future there for our local farmers to supplement their incomes with a bit of advertising revenue from YouTube.
Well, there is a thought. And then finally, if you could very quickly in maybe a minute address the crime and corruption killing fiber rollouts in South Africa.
Yeah, this was a sad story. We caught wind from a source in the industry that Vumatel's Alexandra project has hit a bit of a roadblock because they're unable to get the permissions they need to access the poles they need to lay to put the fiber down without greasing palms along the way. And on top of that, they're running into situations where their fiber contractors are getting hit by criminals and their equipment stolen. One example of that we mentioned in the story specifically, but we've got articles about this all over my broadband, where criminal gangs target fiber operators and contractors, I think OpenServe contractors, were specifically told to take their branding off of their buckies so that they're not targeted, when they go and work in an area. It's a terrible situation. I mean, this is the future. This is what we desperately need in South Africa. And to have criminals, you know, go after critical infrastructure that is going to catapult us into the future is beyond criminal. It's treasonous.
Just one question from Michael, from Mike from Gallimana. He says he's got an iPhone. He says he had Telegram. Sorry to get back to this, Jan.
Yes.
He said, it was fine. Now it's asking for a code. That's Mike from Gallimana. Thanks so much, Mike.
Okay. Yes, I'll definitely investigate, because I don't use iPhone as my primary phone, but I've got one. And so I'll install Telegram on there. As I said, one of the benefits is that I can run Telegram, all over at once. I don't have to move it from phone to phone like I do WhatsApp. So yes, I'll take a look at what might be happening with Telegram on iOS.
Thank you very much.
So that we can help folks out, because I think it's important. Obviously, you want to stay in touch with your listeners.
Absolutely.
Lots of radio stations have to make the move from WhatsApp. And so, you know, the smoother we can make that, the better.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jan Vermeulen.
It's a huge pleasure.
All right. God bless. Have a good week. That's Jan Vermeulen. He's editor at large for mybroadband.co.za. You want to know about tech? That's where you go and check it out.